Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Democratic candidate for Iowa Secretary of Agriculture was in Pella recently. Let's go in-depth with Tim Gannon from Mingo. Tim, where are you from?
Originally from Mingo, Iowa.
Family had a farm there?
Still does. Farm with my dad and a cousin just west of town. Been in the family since 1888.
So what's that, 4 or 5 generations?
I'd be the 5th generation helping out there.
What do you have planted this year?
Just corn and beans.
Harvesting yet?
Yeah, we've cut some beans, but weather this week obviously has delayed any further work for a few days.
Right, and this interview is taking place September 22nd, so yeah, same for everybody.
Yeah.
What made you decide to run for Secretary of Agriculture?
I'm very passionate about agriculture, having grown up around it and farming with my dad and cousin now, and having spent 8 years at USDA, and I want to see rural Iowa be economically vibrant, and I think that means you've got to have a strong ag economy. My dad used to own the John Deere store in Colfax, and so I can remember all too well that when times were tough in the 1980s, that meant not just farmers were having a hard time, it meant all those businesses and small towns across Iowa were having a hard time too. And then it ended up backing up in Iowa into our manufacturing, because so much of our manufacturing is ag-related. Talk to folks who worked for Deere or Case back in the 1980s, and they'll tell you about a lot of months that they were off the job in a lot of cases.
Right, and that was the farm crisis. A lot of farmers lost their land. Everybody remembers that. The old timers talk about it all the time. Do you think that we're in a similar position today with Trump's tariffs and all of that?
I think that the biofuels and tariffs policies, the trade policy and biofuels policy, are not helping farmers whatsoever. Both of those policies or suite of policies are keeping prices down right now. And we were already looking at declining farm income for the last couple of years as we had grown a couple of big crops in a row. And so especially since the spring when the tariffs and retaliatory tariffs started popping up, we've seen an erosion in prices, an erosion in futures prices. And just this week, Iowa State released a study that said, you know, if this continues, it could be a loss of $100 million in tax revenue for the state, which is a big chunk of money that we would want to invest in healthcare or education or use for something that the state needs to do, and could mean the loss of somewhere between 10,000 and 11,000 jobs.
Well, not only are you a local farmer, you've had experience in Washington, D.C. Tell us about that.
Yep. I spent 8 years working for Secretary Vilsack at USDA. The first year, 2009, I worked in the rural business and cooperative services programs, especially helping get loan and grant programs for business development and job creation stood up at the height of the Great Recession. So when credit was especially tight in rural America, we had Recovery Act funding that helped us put over $1 billion in guaranteed loans in all 50 states to help small businesses and employers in rural America weather that difficult time. Then I spent a few years working in the Secretary's office. USDA is a organization that has a whole lot of different pieces doing different things, everything from food safety to the farm safety net, rural development, rural housing, foreign trade, nutrition. So I helped working with the communication staff figure out where the secretary was going, who he was talking to, what issues we were highlighting, especially as we were trying to make USDA a 21st century organization functional for everyone in the United States. We kind of like to say it was every day, every way institution, because it really did impact people in a lot of different ways. And then the last 2 years I was there, I worked as the associate administrator in the risk management agency, so helping oversee the federal crop insurance program.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tim Gannon, the Democratic candidate for Iowa Secretary of Agriculture. You have this perspective, not just from that of a farmer, but with respect to the rural and actually entire state economy, all the different pieces that fit together.
Yeah, I think I bring both the kind of that practical knowledge, putting seeds in the ground and caring for a crop through to harvest, but also how, you know, one farm in Jasper County fits into the larger farm economy in Iowa, and how Iowa fits into the ag economy in our country. We're very lucky to be food secure because our farmers are so productive. That gives us an advantage over a lot of other countries. And the fact that we're able to trade and have a trade surplus when it comes to agriculture really is a blessing for us. We don't have to worry about food or the cost of food like so many other countries do.
Well, the flip side of that, though, is like in some of our schools, maybe half of the schools in the county, and I don't know about the state, but the kids are food insecure, free or reduced price lunches. How is that possible in the richest state with respect to terms of soil and agriculture that we have hungry kids at school?
Well, it's not a problem unique to Iowa, unfortunately. I think we've got to do everything we can to create the kind of economy that lets folks find work and employment, that lifts them out of poverty. And I think we have to take advantage of the things we do well as a state in agriculture, add value to that. And that I think helps us create jobs across the state. We've stood up ethanol and biodiesel industries that add value to corn and soybeans. But we need to figure out what are the other things we can do with those products we're so productive growing and raising, so that we're adding value and creating jobs across the state. It's not gonna provide every person who needs a better job, but it will help, especially in rural areas, send that message that the state's gonna try and create a better bio-based value-added economy that will be providing good jobs all around the state.
Now, what role can the Secretary of Agriculture in Iowa play nationally, when really it's national policies that are really impacting the Iowa farmer, the Iowa economy now? What role do you see yourself playing if elected?
Well, I think first and foremost, the people of Iowa have an opportunity this year to send a message that, okay, our state voted for Donald Trump in 2016, but we didn't sign up for the kind of policies we're seeing that are pushing prices down and holding prices down and causing some fear and anxiety about what's going to happen in rural Iowa. I think if we elect some Democrats up and down the ballot, that will be a message that the administration will understand and make some changes, hopefully to change some policies or get some things fixed so that we don't see the constant down pressure on prices that we've seen for the last 6 months, 7 months. Iowa is one of 12 states that elects its Secretary of Agriculture. Obviously, part of that is because of the importance we place on the ag economy. And we're the number two exporting state in terms of value of products after California. And so those export markets are definitely important. And the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, I think, then has to be a leader in explaining the benefits that our farmers and our economy get from selling our products overseas, opening markets, keeping them open, developing those relationships. I would be more than happy to work with the other 49 commissioners and secretaries of agriculure, our governor or other like-minded governors to try and help explain that to Washington, D.C. But I think also then the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, there's obviously the statutory duties, making sure that the gas pumps are inspected. So consumers know they're getting a gallon of gas at the price that's listed on the pump, inspecting scales and making sure grocery stores and elevators and everyone else who's got a commercial scale that it's inspected when it needs to be, and consumers have that confidence. But we've also, I think the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture has to be an advocate for agriculture and rural Iowa. We've lost population in 71 of our 99 counties between 2010 and 2016, even while the state was growing by almost 90,000 people. I really think that those small town and rural community institutions, the schools and churches, and even local diners and coffee shops where you see your friends and family and neighbors are important. And those institutions, as well as doctor's offices and hospitals, are only going to be able to stay open if they continue to have population. And so going back to what I said, I think, at the very beginning, we've got to have a strong ag economy to help support those institutions and keep people living in rural Iowa.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Tim Gannon, the Democratic candidate for Iowa Secretary of Agriculture. At a recent town hall meeting with Senator Chuck Grassley, a farmer who was reluctant to speak at the front of the room, said that he's going to be okay through the tariffs. His son's going to lose his farm, and he was very concerned. His hands were shaking as he spoke. Do you see this as a potential really shake-up of farms across America and that will lead toward greater consolidation and, you know, by the larger businesses, the larger farmers, and more of the small farmers getting pushed out? Do you think that's going to happen? That, do you share that concern he had for his son's farm?
Absolutely. I've talked to farmers who are concerned about that, especially ones who are trying to bring younger generation into the operation. You've got to have profitability for that younger generation to see a reason to take on the debt that they're going to have to take on to take over an operation. So farmers have expressed that concern to me. Bankers are very concerned. I've talked to some bankers who are concerned about two groups of people. Folks have kind of been on the margin because they're not that large, and so they haven't always had the efficiencies of scale that some of the larger producers have had. But maybe in the last couple of years, even as the economy has softened in farm country, they've been able to tap into savings, so they've been able to refinance. But if they've spent their savings and they've already refinanced things, bankers looking at prices and balance sheets are concerned about whether they're going to be able to extend credit to them to get them in the field next summer. Now, maybe they'd still be able to go to USDA for a guaranteed loan from FSA, but the other group that I've had bankers tell me they're concerned about are kind of those people who've been very successful, but maybe are towards the end of their farming career, and they're looking at prices, and they're looking at potential losses over the next year or two, and may decide, okay, this is the time I'm going to sell my equipment and start renting my land and spend less time worrying about the price on the futures board and more time worrying about grandkids or playing golf or whatever it is that they have been putting off doing. And so if we lose kind of both of those groups of people, there's going to be obviously land up for rent or for sale, and right now the only folks who would probably be able to afford it or get credit to buy that new land would be folks who are already large and more successful. And so that would be a concern that you'd see more consolidation. We only have about 80,000 people in the state of Iowa who meet the definition, the USDA definition of farmer, and I don't think we want to see a whole lot fewer than that, because again, going back to protecting those small town institutions, we've got to have people living in rural Iowa to put kids in schools and put people in church pews and support local businesses.
Last thoughts. People can vote pretty quick here. Why should they vote for Tim Gannon for Secretary of Agriculture?
First and foremost, I'll put Iowa and our farmers above partisan politics every day of the week. It's been disheartening to me to see either the inability of our Republican elected leaders to get changes from the administration that would help improve the ag economy outlook, or the inability to carry that message to them. And that's both biofuels and trade. Secondly, I think everyone would agree that we're an agricultural power, in part because we had the fortune to be to settle on top of the best soil in the world, but we'll only continue to be that agricultural power as long as we take care of that precious resource. Some parts of Iowa, they're saying current rates of erosion, 40 to 50 years, will be without the topsoil that has sustained our economy for so long. So we need to spend more money investing in conservation, voters in Iowa in 2010 approved the creation of the Natural Resources and Outdoor Trust Fund. I've been calling for us to fill that so that we can spend that money that would go into soil conservation that would then help improve water quality, but would also expand recreation opportunities that exist in rural Iowa, and that would help our rural economy, getting folks out of the city onto bike trails, into state parks, hunting, fishing, all those kinds of things that you can't do necessarily in the city, but people like to do and have to get out and into our small towns and rural areas to do it.
Thanks to Tim Gannon for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.